chair rapporteur of the Working Group on the Right to Development, I am very pleased to convey this message to the expert mechanism on the right to development. The working group has greatly benefited from the work of the expert mechanism, and we look forward to our continuing cooperation in the future. In this message, I want to update all of you regarding the progress that has been made in the working group towards the finalization of a legally binding instrument on the right to development. As you know, this working group has been in existence for the last 24 years. But despite the work done by my eminent predecessors, we have been unable to implement the right to development, to operationalize it, and to remove the obstacles in the realization of the right to development. In 2018, the Human Rights Council adopted a resolution that gave me the mandate to draft a legally binding instrument to implement the right to development. Over the next 2 years, this draft was put together with the help of eminent legal experts from around the world who helped me put this draft together. And despite the COVID lockdown, we were able to present the text before the working group in 2020. And since 2020, we have held 3 negotiating rounds in the working group on this draft legally binding instrument. In May 2023, we finalized the third reading or the third negotiations on this draft in the working group. And in September, I submitted this draft to the Human Rights Council. Earlier this month, in October, the Human Rights Council adopted a resolution and, in line with my recommendation, has forwarded this draft legally binding instrument to the UN General Assembly as the universal body to consider, negotiate, and eventually adopt this text. During my visit to the UN General Assembly to brief the third committee on the work of the working group, I presented this text to the third committee and again emphasized that this text now needs to be considered by the General Assembly as directed by the Human Rights Council for its consideration, negotiation, and adoption. During my visit to New York, I called on the Secretary General and had the honor of submitting the draft text to him. As I said, I also briefed the third committee. Apart from that, I met several delegations and participated in a side event organized by the G77 and non-aligned countries. My effort has been to underscore that the UN General Assembly must now take up this task to adopt a legally binding instrument, and to do so in order to uphold the momentum that has been generated so far towards the adoption of this legally binding instrument. And I suggested that in order to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Declaration of the Right to Development, which will be in 2026, the General Assembly should adopt this legally binding instrument as a means of transferring or promoting this right to development from a soft law to a legally binding commitment by the international community. This draft text is based on agreed instruments in order to ensure the widest possible acceptance. And although this does not exist at the moment, because certain countries, particularly of the geographic north, are not willing to accept this text or even this approach to the idea of ensuring the right to development, arguing that this is a right that is an individual right and not a collective right, and that this is a national responsibility and not an international responsibility. Even so, I have endeavored to draft this text, as I said, on the basis of existing international instruments. And as such, I hope that over time, this will be recognized, and that for that reason, every country will be willing to come on board and accept this legally binding instrument as a means of implementing the right to development. I think that the text does not require any new obligations. As I said, it is based on existing. Good morning. Binding commitment by the international community. This draft text is based on agreed instruments in order to ensure the widest possible acceptance. And although this does not exist at the moment, because certain countries, particularly of the geographic north, are not willing to accept this text or even this approach to the idea of ensuring the right to development, arguing that this is a right that is an individual right and not a collective right, and that this is a national responsibility and not an international responsibility. Even so, I have endeavored to draft this text, as I said, on the basis of existing international instruments. And as such, I hope that over time, this will be recognized, and that for that reason, every country will be willing to come on board and accept this legally binding instrument as a means of implementing the right to development.